Proverbs 16:16 says, "How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver?" It's a sad fact that with each passing day in these last days, people desire wisdom and understanding less and less. The emphasis today is on becoming less wise and less understanding, according to the Scripture. And that is really the definition of today's woke movement. It's not a pleasant conversation to have, but it's important for those of us who do desire to get biblical wisdom and get biblical understanding. We have to recognize that we live in the midst of a culture of Sodom. And Sodom isn't just about sexual perversion. It's about total perversion. And the result, when the culture of Sodom takes control of the overall society culture, is a complete perversion of everything. Up is now down, dark is now light, male is now female, or even non-binary at this point. And this sort of total perversion is what Isaiah warned about in Isaiah 50:20, saying, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." The mind that flips everything upside down, which is what the word perversion basically means, is called in Scripture a reprobate. In Jeremiah 6:30, the Jews who perverted the temple and the worship of God were compared to that counterfeit false form of silver, where we read Jeremiah's words, "Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them." In Romans 1:28, the homosexual crowd, described in verse 27, is said to have a reprobate mind, as it says in the text, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." In 2 Timothy 2:8, Paul refers to two of Pharaoh's magicians, whose names were Jannes and Jambres, who tried to flip the word of God around to support the false gods and false religion of the Egyptian pagans. And Paul says, "Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith." And finally, in Titus 1:16, Paul describes fake preachers who preach a false religion, saying, quote, "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." That would describe all these churches with homosexuals in the pulpits and embracing gay marriages in their churches and that sort of thing. So even the good things they do, or attempts they make at being good, in quotes, are a perversion. They raise money for a so-called good cause, only to spend it on evil. They call what they do love, only to actually be referring to sexual perversion. And what they call love is enabling bad and destructive sinful behavior, something you wouldn't do if you really loved someone. And undergirding it all is a desire to be liked among the majority of wicked, Christ-rejecting people in this world. And the end goal involves gaining from it financially. You may wonder why the comparison is between wisdom and gold here in our proverb, but it's very clear when you understand the reality and the message of 1 Timothy 6:10 when it says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." The woke crowd thinks they're going to benefit from joining the world. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? You may suffer for standing for the truth of God's word, but you're much better off in the end than to sell your soul for personal gain by promoting these woke lies and these satanic deceptions that the world that we now find ourselves living in promotes in mainstream culture, which today is actually now Sodomite culture. Get wisdom. It's better than gold.